It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN Radio. And we have a guest in studio that might be of interest to many listeners out there. Jill Litwin has joined us right now. First of all, Jill, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I feel the need to call you Jilly because Marlene Wells, who's been here for 52 years, she loves you. She calls you Jilly. And you started out here at WGN as an intern under her tutelage?
Yeah, yeah. I was an intern in the promotions department. It was about 20 years ago. And, yeah, it was Kathy and Judy were on the air. And, yeah, it was a blast. Marlene was amazing. She used to call me Cookie. She still does call me Cookie. So that's still our nickname. Yeah, and it was an amazing place to work. Yeah.
And since you've been interning here at WGN, you've had a very exciting and eventful life as I look at some of the things you've done, and you've put together a book.
Yeah.
So where do we begin? First of all, the book is called Baby Steps.
Yes.
Would you like to explain that?
Yeah, sure. Baby Steps tracks my journey. It's a memoir, and it basically has two storylines. So there's the modern day storyline of my IVF journey. I just got
in vitro fertilization. Yeah. For those of you unfamiliar.
Yeah, I just turned 43 yesterday. And
happy birthday!
Thank you. And you know, having a kid on my own, so I know there's a lot of women out there that you know can relate to that story. And then the other storyline is kind of goes back to the past and follows me from you know when I was 3 years old, having a panic attack about being afraid of dying and trying to stay young, and kind of traces how I got to this point and all of the experiences I had with, you know, with boys and men and how things didn't work out because of my fear of death and my not wanting to grow up and my wanting to just kind of, you know, remain my Litwin family of five, you know, me and my brother and sister and mom and dad, and not wanting to move on to the next phase of life. So those two storylines are kind of, you know, going along side by side until they converge, you know, in the last handful of chapters of the book.
This is your first baby, Jill, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unless you count my dog Todd Doodle, but yeah my first human baby. I have a fur baby, but yes.
How are you doing? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm in the second trimester now, thankfully made it. I'm 16 weeks and 3 days, not that I'm counting, but yeah, and I just found out that it's a girl. I just had a gender reveal party.
Congrats.
On my birthday. Thank you. Yeah, so a few days of morning sickness, but I can't complain. From what I've heard, you know, from other women, it's like I think I've, knock on wood, had it pretty easy.
Good.
Relatively speaking.
Good.
You know, it's an interesting thing because my mom had always said, you know, learn to stand on your own 2 feet. And when I was growing up, it was like, I want to get out and do something for me. A lot of women have taken that a step further and worry so much about their career that really they didn't do things the traditional way where they met Mr. Right or Mrs. Right and got married and had a baby. So there are a lot of women in their 40s who are like, you know what, I'm ready now, how do I do this?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I had a few, looking back, you know, and this is all kind of recounted in the book, I had a few, you know, guys that could have been Mr. Right, but at the time it was like, oh, I don't know, I have enough time, I'm, you know, I'm not so sure, and so my mantra kind of became, you know, I'm moving forward beyond questions and fears, because I was always questioning everything, and I was always holding back because I was too afraid of doing things, and finally, a couple years ago, I was hiking with a couple friends on New Year's, and both of them were single women and trying to have kids on their own, and I had frozen some eggs a few years earlier, and my sister said to me, you know, if you don't decide soon, the decision's going to be made for you, and that kind of threw me, and I thought, I don't want decisions to be made for me. I need to be proactive, so if I'm not going to do this, it'll be my choice, and if I am, it's going to be my choice, and I thought, well, let's just see what happens. Let's just go for it and try. So I did 3 rounds of IVF, and yeah, and I got lucky on my first embryo transfer than the baby took. And there's a lot of women that have it, you know, a lot harder. I've, you know, heard a lot of stories, you know, 5 rounds of IVF or 7 rounds of
IVF. And sometimes it doesn't work.
So a lot of times it doesn't work. So yeah, I'm always, you know, kind of careful, you know, what I say to whom, because, you know, a lot of women don't want to share their stories, and I 100% respect that. And then I thought, you know, if I do feel comfortable sharing my story, I feel like it's important, because I feel like if you are going through this, you really want to hear from a woman who has gone through it or is going through it, and kind of be comforted to know that it's hard for everybody and it's scary for everybody, and you just have to kind of push through it and hope that there's, you know, a light at the end of the tunnel.
These rounds of IVF are extremely emotional because there's so much at stake financially, in your head, there's a time clock that keeps
hormones.
Ticking hormonally.
Oh,
so what was your experience like for that? Each month when you find out if it took or didn't take, what's your thought process at the moment?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, as you're going through the process, it's a lot of shots that you know, you're doing it on your own. Then you have to, you know, administer them to yourself. In the beginning, it's a lot of them in the stomach, like you're putting a lot of hormones into your stomach. And so, you know, at first you're like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I don't know how to do this. And I'm calling the night nurses all the time. I think I screwed it up. I think I spilled the medicine. I don't know if it's going to work. And, you know, and I'm like, I'm not trained to do this. I'm very intelligent, but I'm not a doctor. You know, it's like, and so that's really stressful. And then you go for lots of appointments, lots of checkups, you know, missing, coming in late to work and that kind of thing, which adds to the stress of it. And, you know, and then they're looking, oh, I don't see anything interesting. And so you're like, oh my gosh, I'm doing all this. I'm doing what I can. It's one of those situations where no matter how hard you try, you don't really have control over it. And so that's, I think, is the really hard part for a lot of women because, you know, a lot of you know, people are used to being able to get what they want by working hard. And I had that experience. You know, I worked in Hollywood on the biggest feature films and, you know, I worked at WGN Radio. I worked for the Detroit Tigers for a little bit. You know, anything that I kind of wanted up until this point, I was able to just say, okay, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to figure out who to talk to. I'm going to show up at the door. I'm going to, you know, pitch myself, and there I was.
Right.
And with this, it was like, okay, you know, the first round of IVF, I totally failed. I had two abnormal embryos, and I was like, okay, well, let's keep going. Let's do it at least one more time. I don't know how much stamina I have, but let's just try, and whatever's meant to be, you know, is what's going to happen. And that's kind of where I, you know, the point I came to. You just kind of have to keep, you know your cutoff point, I think, and just have a positive attitude and stay calm, and
You're an inspiration to a lot of women listening to today. Her name is Jill Litwin. The book is written. It's called Baby Steps. We'll talk about that. And I also want to find out if you have some kind of a network or support group, because once you're out there today, I'm sure there are going to be people that want to reach out to you and chat with you. So we'll continue next. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN.
It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Jill Litwin. She has put together a book called Baby Steps. Now, the book is not available yet, correct, Jill? It's not even finished being written yet because you've not had the baby yet.
Yeah, so I have 23 chapters plus what I'm calling an intermission, where I break the fourth wall and talk about the actual writing of the book and kind of give, you know, the readers the behind the scenes there. And then there's going to be two more chapters after I have the baby. The baby's due April 26, 2020. And within 30 days of the baby being born, the last two chapters will be written and the book will be completely finished. So.
Good.
Yeah, so right now I've been kind of shopping around the proposal for an agent and, you know, sending that out and just starting to kind of talk it up and, you know, get an audience for it.
Great.
So.
It sounds like there is an audience. I know a lot of professional women who really have put their lives kind of on the back burner as they get their professional lives up and going. So I think this is an inspiration to many. There are many women who maybe don't know how to go about doing it or are afraid to do it. You have a website. Do you have any kind of community where you can talk to people and where people can go to find out when the book's available?
Yeah, I just launched the website actually yesterday. So it's www.jillS as in Sam, and then my last name, Litwin, L-I-T as in Tom, W-I-N, like win-lose, .com, jillslitwin.com. And if you send me a message there, then, you know, I'll put you on a list so that I can let you know, when the book is going to be released. And I'll be putting up blogs and everything there and, you know, kind of starting a forum for conversations. And feel free to reach out. I know I had posted something on one of the Facebook pages with single women, and there was already, you know, there's already been women that have reached out to me and said, you know, wow, you know, this is amazing. I'm, you know, 42 and a half and I'm trying right now to get pregnant. And I'm like, don't lose hope, because the embryo that I have, you know, that they transferred right now is the one that was conceived at 42 and a half, my own egg and everything. So, you know, keep going. You never know. I know women that had, you know, kids on their own at 45. They have, you know, twins, and they're doing it, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not easy, but it's always worth it. And that's kind of, you know, another motto that I go by.
Do you think that the stigma that was once attached to the idea of being a single parent, does it still exist or has it dissipated, would you say?
I think it's definitely dissipated from all the statistics I've seen and the articles I've read. You know, in all of the age categories, there was an article just that came out recently, and it said that the birth rates are going down. down in most age groups, but actually going up for, you know, women over 40. And I thought, yeah, there's definitely a trend because women are, you know, kind of putting their lives on hold, you know, in terms of personal lives and going forward professionally, or they're just becoming more picky, you know, in terms of who they date and who they go out with because they realize that, you know, they can do this on their own. And so they don't necessarily feel that kind of pressure to settle, you know, whereas I think in the past, women maybe felt the pressure to settle because they weren't earning the income
or
just because it was more common, it was more accepted to have, you know, two parents and, you know, and conceive that way. So I think with all the technology too, and with the insurance, you know, hopefully if you can get insurance coverage, you know, that's a big deal too, because it's very expensive. At first, when I first started trying, my insurance wasn't covering anything. And I was like, I'm going to be out of the game soon. You know, I thought, is this only for the wealthy? And then I found that my company had another insurance plan, and that one did cover everything 100%. And so I, you know, I got fortunate in that way. But it's worth checking around to see, you know, what's out there. And, you know, I had started to look to see if there's scholarships and, you know, other resources and everything. And, you know, if you dig around, you can kind of find things that, you know, that you're looking for. If you really want it to happen, then you can, you know, figure out a way, I think.
You know, it's a strange thing because I know there was a time where people got married pretty young and they had children and they say that's the time to do it. If you wait too long, you run out of patience. I was that person who never had patience ever anyway. Mm. So, I mean, it is different having, I was pregnant the first time I was 35 and or 36 and then 40 for my second kid. And years ago, I know we had to do genetic counseling, even though I was 1 year over 35. But there are women that are over 40 that are getting pregnant for the first time. Things have changed. Science has gotten better.
Yeah. My mom was 25 when she had her first kid, my sister, and then she was 30 by the time, you know, she had me, her last kid. And, you know, and I wanted to hold off on becoming an adult so long. I had this kind of magical thinking going on in my head. And I, you know, I remained a virgin till I was 30 on purpose. And it was just like, oh my gosh, you know, you turn around and life is kind of passing me by. All my good friends from high school gotten married, had kids, moved out to the suburbs. I was like, I'm out. I don't want to do this. I'm going off to L.A. You know, working on Ocean's 12, and I worked on Road to Perdition, and I, you know, The Breakup, and all these different, you know, big feature films. I'm like, okay, I'm just having fun. And then, you know, I come back, and, you know, in my early 30s, and I'm like, oh my gosh, the train has left. You know, everybody kind of has their families, and here I am, this single woman, and trying to, you know, create a life for myself. And, you know, I got my master's in education and became a teacher, and, you know, kind of started doing some studio teaching. So I work with the kids on film sets too now. And, you know, and so I would still have that Hollywood adventure because I love entertainment. And, you know, and time just passed. I turned around. And again, my sister was like, you know, you're going to have no choices soon. And so I just was like, I need to, you know, wake up and realize.
Jill, this is a very personal question. So please put your seatbelt on for this question.
Yeah, go for it.
You lost your virginity at 30. Yeah. Was that a conscious, like all along were you saying, I'm going to hold off. But when I hit 30, that's going to be a crazy weekend.
It's pretty funny. It's actually the first chapter of the memoir. And I had gone to a therapist and he prescribed it. He said,
really?
You know, to get over this hurdle that you know, the original title of the book was Journey Out of Neverland because I never wanted to grow up. But then we were like, that's Michael Jackson's Neverland and we don't want to, you know,
bad.
Get mixed messages.
Yeah.
So we, you know, I changed it to Baby Steps. But that was my therapist said, to get over this hurdle, you need to go out and the next nice guy you meet, you need to have sex with. And I was like, oh my gosh, I do? Oh my gosh, you know? And you know, I was just such a prude. You know, I dated guys and I just never let anything get further. And I was like, oh, I'm not old enough. Oh, whatever, you know, and very laid back about it. And so I was like, okay, you know, he's right. Because I had gotten myself into a position where, you know, it was no longer working. You know, I had this plan. I was going to be the baby forever and, you know, keep my original family. Well, then my sister went and had triplets. And I was like, well, now they're the babies. Now what am I? You know, and I sort of had this wake up call. My parents are doting on them, not on me anymore. And, you know, and at that point, I was already 30. So it was, you know, definitely I had some issues going on. But that was where I was at. And so I got a very late start in terms of having, you know, real relationships.
Did you make up for lost time?
Oh, Bill, that's a personal.
That's
too
personal.
It's in the story, too. And it was like, okay, well, now that I've done it, you know, well, then
keep
well,
them
let's
coming.
See. But,
yep.
But it's,
no
you
pun
know.
Intended, Bill, you're fired.
Oh,
all I want to say is that it's frustrating to me that men can have children children as long as they...
Tony Randall just had a baby a month ago. He's been dead for 11 years.
I know. It's insane. I don't doubt it. Yeah.
You give hope to women out there that have achieved a great career and have worked hard for themselves and still want to have a child. It's not all it's cracked up to be, I'll tell you. Sometimes.
Wow. Don't say that because
I'm totally kidding. And you will kid like that too. You know, you will. It just is. And it is worth it because if you want it, then it's worth it. That is the bottom line. If you don't, some people, I have friends who say, I'm never going to have kids. And it's like, well, that's your business.
Right.
But you are really inspiring a lot of people out there. You need to go to her website. It's Jill, S as in Sam, Litwin, Litwin. So Jill S. Litwin.com. And the book is Baby Steps. And you hope to be publishing this next year in 2020.
Yep. For sure. Yeah. So, you know, looking for an agent. If I don't end up finding an agent, you know, at some point I'll just say I'm going to self-publish it just to get it
out
there.
Smart.
That'll be in May.
Yeah. We only have a minute, but I read your bio and I need to ask this question. Yeah. You worked in a European circus. What exactly did you do in the European circus?
It was more a carnival. So I wasn't like a circus goer. I worked on the Lucky Laughing Clowns and the Cock-a-Doc game. And, you know, I was backpacking and had to make money. And so I was like, this might be something I'll never do again. So let's just become a carny. So, yeah, I did that for...
And there was no sex at the European circus?
No. None? I mean, there might have been, but I wouldn't have known. Because...
That was not her 30-year-old quest, by the way. Those chapters are separate.
Separate chapters?
I get it.
Yeah. It is a pleasure to meet you, Jilly.
Nice
Cookie,
to meet you
as Marlene called you. And best of luck.
Thank you.
You will make a great mom.
Thank you.
Do you have a name picked out yet?
Autumn Joyce Rose.
Oh, beautiful.
So, yeah, Autumn after my grandpa Alex, and then Joyce after my Aunt Joyce, and Rose after both my grandmas were Rose. So
outstanding
she'll have two middle
name. Beautiful name.
And when I was pregnant with our first, I had talked to somebody at work because it's like, I don't know what to do. What do you do? And the advice I got was just love them and do your best. And really, that's all you can do.
Yeah. And my mom says, you know, follow her lead, whatever she wants. Because I was like, she's not going to wear a dress till she can talk and ask for one. Because I was a tomboy.
Me too.
And, you know, and so I was like, what am I going to do with a girl? But my mom just said, follow her lead. If she wants to wear a dress, if she wants to take ice skating or whatever she wants to do. So I'm going to be open-minded.
Maybe she wants to play hockey.
Yeah.
You never know.
Good. Softball, I played for 9
European
years.
European circus. I bet she wants to join European circus.
Good luck to you, Jill.
Thank you.
A pleasure to meet you again.
Thank you so much.
The book is Baby Steps, and go to her website. She's on social media as well. It's Jill, S as in Sam, Litwin. Thank you. Good luck. And news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.